let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter. The finer things keep.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so happy to have on the phone today Paul Hagen. He is a very, very intricate part of Animal Ark in Hastings, and we want to get caught up with him, not only about some of the good things going on with Animal Ark, but also Paul has some personal news about some friends that he has met through Animal Ark, and he decided to give them their forever home. So anyway, Paul, how have you been? Really nice to chat with you.
Well, you know, I live, now that I'm retired, I live a very small little life, which is probably one reason I'm so healthy. Used to get out and around a lot, but now, you know, I find that I really, my best times are spent with my animals. Four rescue cats, and I had Jack, and he's no longer with us, but one of his best friends is with me now. That's Rocket.
Well, let's tell us that story. First of all, for people that are listening and don't know much about Animal Ark, would you explain your mission, please, and what Animal Ark is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Animal Ark is what's called a no-kill animal shelter. It is a place for, in essence, thrown away dogs and cats that have no place else to go. And we seek to rescue them, rehabilitate them, and rehome them to find them safe, loving, forever homes. And we believe that absolutely every dog and cat that comes our way does indeed have a perfect match out there somewhere. And that's what we're committed to finding, is that perfect match.
And that's not always easy. I know some of your pets are more easily adopted than others, and some of your wonderful friends that have been at Animal Ark for a while, you have to really just get to know. And you mentioned your own dog, Jack. How long did you have Jack?
I had him for 4 years. He had been rescued. Animal Ark rescued him from St. Paul Animal Control, where he was scheduled for euthanasia because he was old. You know, he's not exactly a people dog either sometimes. He got to meet people on his terms at any rate, but we clicked and so forth. 4 years with Jack, and it changed my life. It was the coolest thing that I ever did. And there you go. My voice gets wobbly every time I talk about him.
Well, he was really a special dog, and I got the privilege of meeting him a couple times as well. He really did change your life, didn't you? Didn't he? And he was your first dog pet.
My first dog, yeah. There's an old Buddhist saying that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, I viewed Jack as a teacher, and he appeared when I was 69 years of age. And I guess, well, it's the first time in my life where I really had the time to be a proper dog parent, at least the way I wanted to do it. And it was just magic. And he really taught me a lot about unconditional love, about living your life for something beyond yourself. He was just pretty magical.
As he was aging, you got to meet some other dogs because you continued your volunteer work, I know, at Animal Ark. And tell us about Rocket.
Well, here's the deal, is that Jack had such massive separation anxiety that we had to work dogs together. We could only work with the dogs that Jack liked, too. And one such dog was Rocket. Rocket, we visited pretty much every day for over a year. Jack and Rocket were best of friends. They just waggled when they saw each other, and it was a beautiful thing. And also Rocket was a peculiar dog in terms of, well, he's cute as a bug's ear, but he scared everybody off. He was mercurial. He could turn on people. And basically it was Jack and I were pretty much the only volunteers who spent time with him because he scared the others off. I just kind of anxiety, and he would nip at people sometimes, and that's that dog wasn't going to get adopted anytime soon. But I felt a real connection with him, and we got along wonderfully. And I said, when Jack passes on, Rocket's coming home with me, and that's what happened.
How did it go? Well, bringing Rocket home.
Well, it was really great. You know, Jack had to be put down because all four of his legs quit on the same day. He was beside himself. He was miserable, and he was begging for relief. I have four rescue cats, and this was going to be the big test, was, you know, how is Rocket with the cats? And it turns out he's just fine with them. He just doesn't pay much attention to them at all. And he's a little curious, but, you know, he doesn't chase them or want to kill them like Jack used to back in the beginning. And so it's just been great. Rocket has mellowed out a lot, being in a home setting. We're just having a wonderful time. Rocket got a friend on May 12th. This was a dog named Mocha, who is sort of a mocha colored.
She's real pretty. Got some,
oh, she is. Yeah, you got the picture.
I did. She's beautiful. We'll post those on our Facebook page.
Yeah, because Mocha had been thrown away on a farm up near Alexandria.
Ugh.
And the farmer found her in an equipment lot, cold and wet from the rain, and called a person who apparently takes care of stray dogs. And this person put out a call saying, we need to find a home for this dog. And Lorraine, shelter executive manager, asked me, Paul, could you do a Facebook ad for Mocha so we can find a foster home for her? And I just thought, well, why wouldn't I be that foster? I saw her picture, and I was touched by her story, and I thought, if she gets along with Rocket, and if she doesn't want to kill the cats, we'll be in great shape. And, well, she and Rocket are just buds now, just totally buds. She's great with the cats, curious about them. She wants to sniff them and stuff, but she doesn't want to eat them. So we have a full house, two dogs and four cats, all rescues.
Wow.
I could understand how a person gets to be the stereotypical crazy old cat person or a crazy old dog person. Well, almost all the volunteers there, too, you know, and we all have at one point said, gee, I wish we could take them all home, because they're magical animals.
Really, once you give them an opportunity to flourish like you have for all of your rescues, you do see the personality that's always been underneath, don't you?
Well, it does, yeah. One of the things you touched on earlier is we do take some hard cases, so to speak. If people go to our website, which is animalarcmn, as in Minnesota, animalarcmn.org. On the home page, you'll find a section called Underdogs and Undercats. These are all wonderful animals, but they've got something about them that's made them slow to adopt. In some cases, it can be age. In some cases, it could be they have to be the only animal. In some cases, it could be not recommended with small children. You know, each one of them has something that has caused other people to, or caused people to look for another animal. And this is because as a no-kill shelter, we get animals that other shelters will not take, you know, and that people can't find a place for, and some of them have issues. And we have trainers that can help with those issues, and, you know, it's part of the rehabilitation.
Isn't it fair to say that we all have issues?
Oh, yes, we do. You know, there are human parents, humans who will on purpose adopt a child with a particular disability because they want the challenge, they want to take the road less traveled by, they want to give that extra measure of parenting to that child that, you know, that needs the extra care. And our underdogs and undercats are kind of like that, and they appeal to the same kind of people, the ones who want to put in a little extra parenting, and by golly, you earn that love. It's a really a beautiful thing that happens.
So Animal Ark is open. Can you explain your newer hours?
Right. Well, yes. Now we are open to the public once again, which is really, really neat. We're closed Mondays, but Monday through Friday, we're open from noon to 6 p.m., and then Saturdays and Sundays, from 11 in the morning until 5 p.m. You can come right to the shelter, but we ask that people wear masks, And if they don't have them, we have masks that they can have. Also, we ask groups not more than 3 people at a time and no kids under 14. But other than that, you're welcome to come in and meet dogs and go up into the cat condos and commune with the kitties. So it's pretty much like old times, just with a little social distancing and a little precaution.
You know, I know a lot of people adopted pets during their time at home, the stay-at-home order. Did you see that some of the pets were adopted from Animal Ark at a higher rate?
Yes, adoptions have been up, especially with cats. But one thing that is a little different at Animal Ark is that under Lorraine's direction, we take adoptions very seriously for dogs and stuff. We got to have a home visit to see what kind of environment this animal is going into, and very, very selective. I remember when I went and got my first rescue cat, who I still have, Bronson, went to the Humane Society, which is a wonderful place. I'm not in any way bad-mouthing it. But I pretty much went in and said, I'll take that one, and I paid my money and went home with the cat. They really, really check out the home situation at Animal Ark, just passionately want the best possible situation for the animal.
So Animal Ark is open every day but Monday. And let's say, how long is this process if somebody wants to maybe come out and check out the pets? Obviously, there's a little bit more to it than you don't necessarily leave with the pet when you first go visit.
No, oftentimes not. What we recommend that people do is go online to animalarkmn.org, and you'll see, you know, under up there's a menu at the top. It said adoption. Beyond the homepage where there's our underdogs and undercats, go to adoption, and whether you want dogs, cats, puppies, kittens, you'll see them all. And if you're interested in an animal, you can fill out an adoption application online. And then that saves, you know, sitting around with a pencil and paper at the shelter. So you submit your Animal Ark adoption application online, and then you can come on down. And that kind of greases the skids. We kind of know who you are then and have a sense of who you are, and you meet the animal, and if you fall in love, it doesn't really take that long. Sometimes there has to be a meet and greet, you know, if they have other animals at home. We just have to take those little precautions to make sure that there is not going to be an ugly incident when the animal gets home.
So you mentioned that you are doing some partnering globally. Can you explain that?
This is wonderful. Now, for some time, we have occasionally gotten dogs from Muscat in Oman in the Middle East. These are street dogs. There's a group that saves them from the street, and we have gotten a few, and they've all adopted out except Bonnie. She is getting rehabilitated in terms of trust with people now. Life on the streets is tough. But now we're entering into a new partnership with a group in Thailand called Soy Dog Foundation. That's S-O-I, Soy Dog Foundation. That translates to street dog, soydogfoundation.org. You can go and see their website. They're a nonprofit registered here in the United States and Canada, other places. And we're entering into a partnership with them where, as our space permits, we will be getting, you know, groups of dogs from them. And in many cases, these dogs are being rescued from the dog meat trade. In Thailand, some dogs are just raised under horrible situations and are eaten in restaurants. And, you know, Soy Dog is active in trying to stamp out the dog meat industry. But also, you know, we are a place where some of them can go because they want to find homes for them. And we'll be partnering with them so we can help.
What are some of the other outreach things that you're doing? I would assume many of your fundraisers have not been able to happen because of the pandemic.
Well, that's true. Normally in the spring, we have our 3K walk, and that's a major fundraiser for us. And that, of course, could not happen this spring. So right now, we're kind of dead in the water in terms of fundraisers. What we're encouraging people to do is to, please visit the website and to please donate. And we know it's an awful time because a lot of people have their own insecurities about, where their income is coming from. A fun fact is that in 2019, last year, Animal Arc spent $100,000 on medical expenses for dogs and cats. $100,000. Mm-hmm. Now, so when you give your $20 to Animal Arc, it's very, very much appreciated. It costs a lot of money to do this because we can't save every dog or cat, but the ones that we do save, the ones that we become aware of, we'll spare no expense to just give them the best life possible. There is no formal fundraiser other than hoping that people can visit the website and ideally become sustaining donors. And that's where, like I do with public radio, you automatic amount each month. It's an amount that I don't miss, and I just live on Social Security because I'm retired, but I can do that, and I end up giving an amount that it'd be difficult to just write a check for. But just a little bit each month automatically, boom, and it helps. So hopefully people will consider that sustaining membership because the need never goes away.
If people want to volunteer or get involved in another way, how can they do that, please?
Well, what you can do is on the website, there are two things. We need volunteers always, and we need fosters. Because the thing is, anytime an animal moves from the shelter into a foster home, that creates a vacancy so that if someone shows up on our doorstep and says, we can't keep this dog or we can't keep this cat, we'll have room for it. What you do there is on the website, again, look for the foster and for the volunteer thing, and you can sign up online.
Paul Hagen, he is a member of the board of directors for Animal Arc in Hastings. Do visit them online, animalarcmn.org, and learn more about all the good things going on there. Paul, always so great to chat with you. Thanks for all you do.
Well, and thank you for helping us get the word out.
Thank you so much, Paul. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.